The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Human Interest, Pug Paradise. South African couple creates sanctuary for hundreds of pugs. A pug rescue center in South Africa has taken in more than 2,500 pugs since opening in 2008, with more pugs needing assistance in the last few years. Pug Rescue is home to over 200 pugs and also has two foster homes in Johannesburg and Cape Town. So currently we have 208 pugs in our care. They're not all at the rescue center. We do have some foster homes in Johannesburg, and then we also have foster homes in Cape Town. So there are more and more pugs needing assistance in these past few years, because we have a major exit of people that are immigrating to various countries. At one stage there was a ban on flying any flat-faced dogs, and right now it is very, very expensive to get your animals overseas. And a lot of the overseas countries also don't allow animals when you rent a property, says Cheryl Gaw, who works as a pug rescuer after her retirement. There are a number of reasons why pugs find themselves without a home. Gaw says some pugs were rescued from neighbors who had been neglecting them or from owners, who were no longer able to afford the expenses of having a pug. Mduduzi Nkonzo, director and senior caregiver at Pug Rescue, explains that some people don't realize the challenges of raising the pugs and the long-term complications they can come with. I think the biggest problem with people, they don't realize how pugs need veterinary care. They are quite expensive to look after, pugs. But people, they don't realize that they see cuteness on the pugs, and then they just rush to get a pug and then they can't manage to look after the pug because they really have high vet bills, if I can say. Because they've got problems with eyes, they've got problems of backs, they've got problems of ear infections, so it's quite really difficult. They are nice animals, but they are expensive to look after, he says. The Pug Rescue is reliant on donations and fundraising, as this support comes from their followers on social media, including international donors. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.